Hey, we are rocking and rolling, man. I got a lot of good stuff today, so we're gonna have this will be a good look back. Just got back from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of golf, and was down there with Mike Armendariz, and there he is, and Mike Utes and a bunch of others. Dick Walker joined in, and so we had fun time down in Tampa Bay, and now it's back to work. And promise you, today is going to be good. We've got all kinds of things that we're going to kind of announce or show you that's happening. Every time I get an idea, one of the great things that you probably already know is that when I have an idea, all I do is say, "I have an idea. Can we do this?" And then my incredible staff goes to work and they throw things out here that are always great. So anyway, but I wanted to kind of walk you through about the mindset and the attitude about, building a long-term business. And so I'm going to get to the PowerPoint because I think you'll really, you forget about things. And so again, a real quick, if you're a teacher, or if you have a teaching background, of course, you got to be a $100,000 earner or 10 grand in a month. I want you to reach out to Kristen, and I want you to, you can do that, Kristen at Sales Team Pro, or you can send it into support, whatever. I want to get this teacher thing happening to where we have a weekly webinar for teachers. My daughter's a teacher, and I mean, I think all the teachers right now are frustrated. This would be a great time to, really recruit there. So if you have any issues, go to support at Sales Team Pro. If you have any ideas, I was on the phone with Ed Randall yesterday and he was telling me, "Hey, if I write this email," I'm like, "Yeah, write it, man. We need to do it and we'll put it in there." Also, we've got, I'm debating on, we've got extension on IRAs. So you might want to go ahead and send that April 15th one out this week. And then we'll come back and say, "Hey," in a couple of weeks, we'll come back and say, "Hey, I don't know if you missed out, but hey, they moved it, on the deadline and stuff like that." So anyway, so 1 year ago, I wanted to show you something because, 1 year ago, a look back on the left-hand side, we just saw the stock market in March take the big drop, and you had the whole world worried. Interesting enough, if you look, my COVID test was collected on 3/24/2020. So here I was, I got COVID. And during that time, the COVID, a lot of people had hit hard. It hit me, I got, interesting enough, I did the call on Tuesday. I worked on Tuesday. I started feeling bad. I got the test that night. Didn't get it back for 14 days, but for 3 or 4 days, I was there. And of course, I had appointments throughout the week and I continued to do the phone appointments and stuff like that. And then the next week, I was back on the Sales Team Pro call. But the point being is I got locked in here actually for 17 days. And during that 17 days, I was like, "All right, what are we going to do here?" And so we started, and you think about what's happened over the last year. All right. So we were talking back then, this came from 1 year ago. It says, our customers are worried. They're worried about their health, their finances. They're worried about layoffs and cutbacks, right? And we talked about how to reach out to them. And then our reps are worried, okay? At that time, the Primerica business model was effectively shut down. No more 3-foot rule. No more, people are scared to have personal, meetings, okay? Group meetings of 50 or less, weekly office training, fast start schools are eliminated, whether you agree or not, right? This is what we were 1 year ago, guys. Think about 1 year ago. This is what we were talking about. This was from the call on a year ago. And posted some things on how to stay calm, how to handle market declines. And by the way, one of these things that were in there was the average return, okay? Anytime you have a 20% market reduction, the average return over the next 12 months from the market bottom is 57%. Interesting enough, people said, "Oh, but this is the pandemic. It's different, okay? It's going to be different." And for those people who did the smart things, and I tell people this is, I talk to people and say, "Look, when the market's going up, you really don't need me. All you got to do, you could be in an index fund, you'd be anywhere. All right. But when the market goes down, when you become temporarily insane and think it's a great idea to not sell it when it was up, but sell it when it was down, okay? or want to buy it when it's up and not want to buy it when it's down, that's when I come in. All right. And I'm going to walk you off the cliff, get you to the point where you're going to be where you need to be in the end. And I had basically no redemptions during that time. I had one person that redeemed. I called up. I said, dude, I said, what are you doing? He's well, da, da, da. And I ended up getting an extra $100,000, got his money back in. Okay. That kind of thing. So that's what we do, right? I put on here, this is our slide. I didn't realize a pandemic would set it all up. Think about this, guys. I've always wanted to run my business from home, mobile, and online. What have we done? All right. I wanted to have nationwide customers. I'm doing business now all over the place. I'm always having to get a new license. Just did a VA, $900,000 VA. I didn't have the life license in Indiana, so I just got the life license and did a $900,000 VA. Nationwide recruiting. You can recruit and train people anywhere. Nationwide training. What are we doing? We've been training everywhere. I didn't realize the pandemic would set it all up. That was the slide, guys, 1 year ago. Okay, well, we're sitting here wondering, nationwide webinars. What about that? All right. And then we talked about what is Sales Team Pro going to do to kill the virus? We're going to have our prospect manager, our relationships, right? Our team manager, our broadcasting, using Zoom and Acuity. For those of you that have been jumping on this, we've changed our whole business model, all right? I talked about it should become, we need to become digitally agile, right? How about that, all right? And implement the plan, call, text, and email everybody. Focus on service and ask for referrals. For those of you that have been doing it, you're starting to see things come together and you're on the front end. Okay, if you're newer in the business and you've been doing it right, you're going to see a landslide of money come rolling in because you're doing it the right way. So what was the idea behind the corona vaccine? Okay, was the new business model. And we said, let's recruit to a professional work environment. I'm going to come up with the numbers and say, 1 year ago, how many people have we had go through, okay, our Monday nights, okay? We utilized the efforts of all of our seasoned leaders and trained and recruit to teach how to recruit and train. We created a turnkey system that people can plug into. We reduced the recurring repetitive effort. Okay. That's what happened over the last year. So let's keep looking here. I'm just giving you this because you know what? We've changed our business and then we implemented this whole new business model. Look, combining efforts, reduced duplicating, and created a calendar to get the benefit of everybody doing it. We did the monthly marketing kickoff. You realize, guys, we've been doing that for a year. We got the best training on the planet, all right? There is more training inside Sales Team Pro right now than any there. You can't beat this, and I'm going to show you today what we've put together. We got the Sales Team Pro call I do. We got the 12-week educational. We added the family financial workshop. We got the business model overview. We got 2-hour product training, all this stuff. We put all this together for a system, right? And look at all these things that are happening. We got links, we got Zooms, we've got all kinds of things, okay? And really as an RVP, all you need to do is have some one-on-one kit and do things with your guys, all right? So we made it through to the other side. Think about that. We made it through to the other side. You know, this thing right now is pretty much opening up. Why did it happen? Well, we didn't panic, right? All right. We planned and prepared. Next thing is we expanded and we didn't contract. Hey, my business was up. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm doing all kinds of things. Okay. Business is booming, right? We persisted and didn't quit. And then lastly, we took advantage and exploited the distraction. How about that? We went out and took what was happening, chaos, and turned it into something great. All right. You know, I shut my office down last August. I mean, golly, I mean, I've been saving, I'm saving $50,000 a year. Okay. In office rent. How about that? All right. $50,000 in office rent. Has it affected me? No, it hadn't affected me. All right. Think about all the positives that have come to us as a sales force by going out there and embracing what happened and going out there and being the leader in what happened. So what should you have learned from last year? And I'm going to get into some of this stuff. First thing is that you got to stay focused. And, you know, I talk about this. You got to wake up every morning. You got to read your goals every day. They got to be written. You got to do that every day. I mean, I do that. I make a point to do that. I want to do get one productive thing done daily, just one. Okay. You know what I did this morning? I went and opened up a P.O. box. I've got an office that I don't ever go to. I don't even pay. I'm just one of my RVPs. I have an office address I never go to. I've been there once, all right, since this thing happened, or actually twice. And I go get my mail, and it's a big pain in the butt, you know, all that stuff. So I got me a P.O. box today with a real address. It's right down the street from me, right next to Subway, where I go eat. And so I check my mail and do all that kind of stuff. I've been needing to get this done forever. All right. You'll see the difference. The address is on the bottom of Sales Team Pro. So we got all that going that way. So read your goals every day. That's what you should have learned. All right. You should have learned, okay, that you needed a plan, right? You needed a plan. All right. So what it boils down to is those that focused on winning. They didn't get all distracted. They had a written goal of what they wanted to do. They had a written plan and they read it every day. All right. And they look at it. Your business and your mindset is changing. You committed to a schedule. I've talked about this. You know, I work on Mondays and Tuesdays. And I came back. Guys, think about this system. I play golf for 6 days. I look and I said, I told Brie, I said, Brie, I don't want any more appointments. She already had me one on Saturday. I've got 14 appointments this week, and I'm doing this, and I'm also taking the mortgage exam, okay? And so I've got all my appointments like on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm catching up. This week, I'm adding an extra day, and she's like, fill me up on Saturday. I was like, please, okay? How would you like to be in a point where you got so many appointments you don't even want anymore, all right? So you commit to a schedule. You need to find out when you're going to work, when you're going to prospect, when you're going to do everything. All right. You need to optimize, find a better, quicker, easier, more effective way on everything you do. I found out, get this, guys, if you go to your notes on your iPhone, okay, if you go to your notes on your iPhone, it has a scanner on it. I didn't know that. So you can scan. I mean, it's a great scanner. You can just lay it on top and scan it right there. I just learned that. And how much time will that save you, okay, doing things, all right? And then lastly, always be positive, but don't have your head in the sand, okay? And I say lastly, I think I got one more on here. You always want to be positive, but don't sit there when things are not working and say, man, things are great. This is awesome. Okay, I'm so excited, okay, when crap's not going right. So what you do is you say, you know what? I'm going to be positive as I fix this problem that is holding me back in my business. All right. I'm not going to sit there and just, oh, it's great. Yeah, man, everything's great. When it's not. Okay. So you look at things and you optimize. You say, let's find a better, quicker, easier, more effective way. How about that? On everything we do. Okay. And then the last one is work hard, put your time in. Okay. And let me tell you, working is fun. All right. Hard work, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, is fun. I have gone, guys, every single month. I went to Miami in December, went to Miami in January, went to Orlando in February and March. I went to, just got back from Tampa, 5 days of golf. This time it was 6 days, all right? And I do that every month, and I'm going somewhere next month, all right? I'm looking right now. I'm either going to PGA National down in Palm Beach, or we're going to go to Charleston and go up there to Kiawa Island. We're going to do that kind of thing. All right. And I do it with Mike Armendariz, and we have a group of people that usually jumps in with us. But wouldn't it be nice to just say, look, yeah, I'm going to work hard. Next thing you know, I'm going to take a week off a month, once a month. All right. So how do we go do all this? So all of these things create a system. You want a system. And you want to run that system. One of the things that you're going to find out is that tomorrow, today, when you turn the TV on, Geico is going to say to you, do you want to save 15% or more in your car insurance? Because what they figured out was there was a system. And if they keep doing this, they keep doing that same, they got their same deal. What's going to happen is they're going to keep generating revenue. So here's my overall take. And this little slide right here is everything. You got advertising, you got internet, you got traditional advertising, you got all these different things. You've got those landing pages you can use, those kind of things. You've got, you build your staff to get, the bigger you get, the bigger your staff should get. All right. That allows you to do more things. You have, it's like your hand. If it's only, you only got one person, it's just you. But if you've got five people helping you, it's just the same way with your sales force. You got all these other people helping you to build your business, and they're making money, you're making money, you're providing that. Okay. And what you want to do is always be building a top-notch quality staff. I'm going to show you some of the stuff that we're rolling out today. You can just hear me like, you got lead generation. How are you going to go about doing it? You know, we're going to have trade shows open back up. Job fairs are going to open back up. You got landing pages. You can send video. You can make your own video. You got social media. I've got a podcast. I mean, you ought to have your people on the podcast here. Okay. That are in the Sales Team Pro podcast. You got an email database, you do things that are purely goodwill, okay? You know, checking in on people, you educate. We've been doing that, family financial workshops, all these things going forward. You're going to continue doing that. Referral systems, are you working a referral system? Do you have a real referral system? Webinars, seminars, dinners, all right? Special events, golf tournaments, it's getting warm. You heard one of my guys that did the golf tournament. You're prospecting now every day. We're in the sales side of it. Okay, the front, everything I showed you prior to this is about marketing. Then we go and we're prospecting every day. And we're doing it by phone. We're making appointments. We're doing presentations. We're optimizing every part of it, okay? I'm going to ask Tommy in a minute to talk a little bit about, you know, one of the things he's doing on appointment settings. Freaking brilliant. All right. Closing. Okay. Client follow-up. These are all the things that are the selling process, recruiting, licensing. Are you optimizing the licensing thing? Biggest challenge in Primerica right now, period, end of story, is people think recruiting is the end when it's the beginning. Okay. If you don't get people licensed, okay, you're just field selling. You're not field training because you can't field train if you people to do anything if they don't even get their license. So if licensing is not in front of anything, you're never going to get big because you make overrides off of licensed people. Biggest challenge people have right now is they don't focus on that. They think they recruited somebody, you know, 100 recruits and 8 code numbers. Guess what? That's a dead system. It doesn't work. It'll never work. When you open the front door and keep the back door wide open, you'll never grow. You'll end up getting to a point where you're just wore out. All right. So I'm talking to some of you. You understand that? Hey, you got to have the front end. All right. You got a warm market list. Okay. You got that. You got them trained. You got an agent retention. Those are all the pieces of building it. So you go in here and not to overwhelm. Okay. Well, you're doing a lot of this already. Some of you, if you're bigger, you've got all of this going, right? I've got every one of these things I have going. All right. And I've got a system on all this, and that's why I can make money. You know, I think I'm at 56,000 in income for the month right now. And I mean, I make money. I have a life. All right. I have a lot of freedom, all that kind of thing, because I have a process. So what you want to do is start thinking, okay, I'm going to get my business. If I'm tiny, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through and I'm going to put my name under every one of these things. You're brand new. You got to do it all. Okay. Then what you do is you hire your first person and you say, now look, what I need from you is I'm going to put you in charge of 3 or 4 of these little deals here. So now you got your system. You say, who's responsible? And before you know it, you got somebody else that's responsible and more responsible. And then before you know it, your name is like backing out of the deal and you got everything going on, but you're not in it anymore. What you're doing is you're overseeing it. All right. The majority of everything that's on here right now is something that I don't participate in that often. But guess what? Does training get done every week? Absolutely. Brad Gerard and his team, hey, last night, our Sunday night, you know, how are you going to get any better than that? Okay. But did I do that? No, I didn't do that. Okay. I had a staff that made sure it happened. So over time, what you're going to do is you're going to keep on rolling. okay, until you get big enough to where you can do all that stuff. So let's talk about some of the things that are happening right now and that are happening. I'm always trying to optimize. Peter Snyder asked me a question. He said, "You're always adding stuff." I said, "Yeah, Peter." I said, "You know what I do? I add it because I use it, right?" And everybody on Sales Team Pro gets to use it because I'm working, okay? And if I see something that doesn't make sense or we need to change it, you know what? I'm gonna do it, all right? Because it helps me, all right? And I'm trying to grow and make more money myself. So new things are always happening. So check this out. Can you believe we've got the ability now to download from the Android as well as Apple Sales Team Pro? So here's what you do, guys. You go into the App Store or the Android Store. You download this, okay, Sales Team Pro app, and then your brand new recruit, all they do is pick the ones out of their phone that they want to put into the prospect list. You can do the same thing, and presto, it is now in Sales Team Pro as a contact. How about that? All right. So now you're going to start your brand new recruit off. You say, "Hey, look, we're going to download the app. I want you to go through your phone and do that." Then any other ones, they input manually. We have been messing with Apple. Okay, this thing got finished. Steve, when did we have the this thing finished, and how long did Apple jack us around?
Well, you know what? I think we passed our 1 year anniversary like a couple of weeks ago. It's been ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy? So Apple has so many apps, and here's the other thing. They don't make any money off the Sales Team Pro app. So because they don't make any money off of it, they turn around and we got approved a year later. So guys, we have not been behind on doing this. This thing got finished a year ago, and it's been going on and on and on and on. And Steve, did we figure out if Canada is a problem or not?
It was a problem, but it's been handled. It's available in Canada now too, so.
Okay, good. So we got that. So how about that? So we got that happening. Now let me show some other things. So right here, audio notes, guys. Oh, let me tell you, if you're working your business, all right, you should be doing so many appointments. You can't remember what the heck happened on the last appointment. So what I had been doing in the past, I take the Apple on my phone, and I'm sure on Android, same thing. And what I do is I do a quick audio note. I get through and I say, "Hey, I met with these people. Here's they work here. Here's some of the little details. Home is this, that." Then I would take that audio note and save it on my computer. Then before I do my next appointment, I would be able to listen back and know what's going on. I would also email it to Bree and Sherry. Bree does puts the notes in, pulls it out of there, all the financial information. And then Sherry, if I had any administrative, front business stuff, she would do that. I email it to both of them. Well, guess what? Now it's connected to your contact card. So you can go in and you do your audio note, okay? And you just upload it, and it's simple to do. And you upload it, and it'll tell you how to do it. And I'll show you in just a minute how it works. This is, I mean, guys, this, what you're going to find out on audio notes is as soon as you hear your own voice talking about these people, it's going to take you right back to it. And when you have that next appointment with them, you're going to be able to talk to them and say, "Hey, man, how's it going? Last time we talked, this, you had a challenge with this. How's it going? Are you still over there at the same job over at Nissan or whatever it may be?" How about that? And you just go in there and you've got that, and you'll be able to do it. So that's happening. All right. So the other thing is this. All right. So Steve is in the middle, and we'll talk about bring him up on this too. We're in the middle of, we've created these financial totals. And I thought, you know what? I want to know how much money we have, and I want to know how much money they have that's not ours. Okay. Now, how are you going to put this in? You're going to be gathering data, and you're going to estimate. You said, "Well, we've got right now $300,000 with us, and they've got sitting there in their current 401k, all these different things. They got this much." Okay. So this is going to show us what they have with us, okay, and what they have without us. And we're in the middle of putting a sort in there. So you'll be able to look at that, okay, and be able to come up with it. So we got that. That just got added, okay, this weekend. All right, now, here we go. The 30-day new recruit series, okay? Now get this. Bree, Kristen, and Lucas have been involved in this. This is a big project. We got a lot of stuff going on. So Lucas, tell me where we're at on I know we got seven. I'm going to go through and show these today. When are we going to be up and how's that? What are you thinking on that?
So Roy, the way this works is we've got 15 specific pieces here and they're from the kickoffs. All right. So we've got 15 and on top of those 15, we've got 15 more that tag along into a deeper dive on these topics.
Okay.
So it's going to be a total of 30 emails over the course of 30 days.
All right.
And we're looking to have, we've got 24 of them ready. So we've just got a few more to finish up. We should be ready by Thursday or Friday on all this.
Hey, let me ask you this, Lucas. If we got 24 ready, can't we go ahead and put them up and then add the back end to it? Or is that too much trouble?
Yeah, no, for sure. Steve's got to do a few back end things as far as how we're going to display all the information so that, you know, everybody can see what they're sending. So that's kind of the only thing that we're waiting on. But I think I'm not going to speak for Steve, but we'll probably have something ready by Wednesday or Thursday.
Hey, y'all hear that? So check us out. So you're going to recruit a brand new guy. Now think about this. You're going to go in there, you're going to recruit the brand new person, and you're going to say, hey, first thing we need to do is we got to get you a Sales Team Pro account. You're going to give them a free account, and then they're going to get set up. Then you're going to say, you have an Android phone or an Apple phone? That's an Apple. Okay, we're going to get your app. You got to go to the App Store and do that, and we're going to start uploading your stuff. And then what we're going to do is and you're going to push another button. So now you push the first button, which is give them a free Sales Team Pro account. The next button you're going to push is their 30-day orientation, starting with Josh Huffman, and it's a video. All right. And all these videos, what they're like 15 minutes mostly?
Yeah, tops 15 minutes. Yeah.
So 15 minutes. Okay. Starts with goal setting. And these are all information pulled from our kickoff meetings and Sunday night trainings and all that kind of stuff. And so what'll happen is, so this one says, congratulations on taking the first step toward reaching your goals and dreams and achieving financial freedom for your family. Over the next 30 days, I will send you, okay, a series of emails, including both short training videos as well as full-length recorded webinars in an effort to help you immerse yourself in knowledge for some of the most successful leaders in our business. Take advantage of these free training courses. Help you understand the fundamental steps you should take to get your business off to a fast start. Guys, just so you know, that written right there, it's the first time I've read it, okay? And I know, this is how when you have a great staff, what goes on. To begin with, watch this session with one of our favorite Premier American leaders, Josh Huffman. You'll learn from Josh that this is a doable business. There are literally thousands of people across the country just like you who are living their dream today as a result of selling out to the company you can win here, presented by Josh Huffman. Goal setting. How about that? All right. Number two, Arlie Larson. Okay. Developing the business mindset. How about that? Pretty cool, huh? Number three, John Peretz on developing a professional image. People will form their impression of you in the first 7 seconds or less of meeting you. Your image speaks volume. In today's training, John is going to help you understand how to create a professional image. Okay. So you'll attract and maintain more business and more recruits. How about that? Okay. Building a database, Tommy Lee. Many new agents get stuck in their inner circle of contacts. Today, Tommy's going to share the key points of building your database, as well as compensation and importance of prospecting. Watch Tommy Lee. How about this one? Jody, is our inventory is people to reach your goals. How big do you want your inventory list to be? She's going to teach you 5 categories of people to use to build your inventory. Guys, this stuff, man, I mean, this is going to be so powerful. Social media, Christina, I've seen some of her stuff. I mean, it's just, she's always got something going on cool on that. I get asked a lot of questions about leverage social media. Okay. While staying compliant is important, it's equally important to use technology to the fullest. She's going to teach you how all things social media. How about that? All right. And then the last one, it's got me on there, and that's create an approach. Okay. So let's see, creating your list and begin organizing the STP. With that step out of the way, let's now conquer the approach. Okay. Roy Mountlick discusses different ways to approach people on your list utilizing all the modern day technology. How about that? Unbelievable. So those guys, what about it? I mean, how cool is this stuff? I mean, hey, Brad Gerard, are you there? Let me see. There you are. Brad, hey
buddy.
Everybody tell me you killed it. I know you did because you always do that. What's happening, brother?
So, sorry, I'm driving right now, just heading over to my office. But I love that. Man, I think the key in my business right now is getting people off to a fast start. We can recruit in this environment, but if you just don't do the right things with people, you just never build anything. And so I'm excited about what you're doing there.
Yeah, you know, you're a guy that goes and, you know, you run a business, okay? And that's what we're all here. I mean, and we get to pull from what you put together. And everybody else, I mean, it's incredible what's the people that we have right now blows my mind how good it is. Hey, buddy, you keep driving. George, what's up, man? George Verdugo, you there? Let me see if I can get George up. Okay. Hey, while I'm waiting here, let me look on George. Let me see. We got some more of our speakers here from, let me see who we got. Paulo, how you doing, buddy? Where did he go? I'm losing right everybody. Where are we at?
Did you hear me?
Hey, how you doing, man? Great. So tell us about, give us a little background on yourself.
I was introduced to the business by Brad's brother when he moved out to Ontario, Canada from BC. And I used to work for Ontario government. I was collecting delinquent student loans, and I had a part-time job in the catering business, and I refereed hockey here in Ontario. And I had three jobs, a wife and a child. When I got introduced to the business, all Troy did at his wedding, just imagine this, at his wedding, as he's walking out of the banquet hall, he asked me if I kept my career options open. I said, this isn't my full-time job. I work for Ontario government and I do this for extra money, because that tells me you're ambitious. I go, I guess. So we sat down, and to be honest with you, I didn't get it. I had run myself up to management with the Ontario government for 9 years, and I was looking around, and I wasn't satisfied. I was always looking for different things. So when I seen this, I didn't understand it. But when he started talking to me about the carrot at the end of the day of having ownership, which my wife and I today have, of our business.
And you got that was 300, where's your income at?
We're just over $200,000 right now.
There you go. Okay. Very good.
And I've taken my sales team pro basically from 450 when I got on in March to over 900 contacts and clients right now.
There you go.
Because everything goes in there. I used to have a little list that I used to think I was doing everything properly back then. And I had follow-ups and this and that. But as soon as the sales team pro came in, I just thought, wow, what a way that I'm not going to lose clients. I'm going to stay on top of clients. Like you were saying in March, when the markets were going down, my clients were hearing from me. And that's why I didn't have any clients that lost, got out of the market. And that's the problem I see today. There isn't enough contact with clients. You know, we advisors out there basically sit behind their desk and don't answer calls.
Right.
And I think Sales Team Pro puts us in the forefront. And I want to say thank you very much for doing this.
Hey, we appreciate you getting in here and helping us, helping everybody. Very good. It's nice to meet you. Norm, you said you had a quick tip.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. Just something that I discovered a couple of days ago is most RVPs and most of you have people in your downline that quit, and Sales Team Pro gives you the ability to move over all of their contacts, and you can either keep them straight to you or you can assign them to somebody else. And I had three or four that I did that with this last week. And what I discovered after going in there and looking at them was that these folks had threw up over all of their contacts. Like they put contacts in there and then sent every campaign known to man to every single contact. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. So you got to check on that, guys, because I think some of our folks are out there just campaigning people like crazy. And obviously that's not a good thing. But I'm excited about this new agent orientation thing. Boy, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Just keeps getting better.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another thing. See, here's the thing that on that agent orientation, there are people out there that just, they're motivated already and they're self-disciplined. They just need the information. And guess what? We're going to deliver it to them in a great way. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Guys, one of the things with the settings, you want to make sure that all of your people, when they start up, that you get them to where automatically the holidays, the birthdays, all that stuff kicks in. And Steve, I want to make sure that those uploads, we need to make sure that doesn't, we got to figure that one out. Okay. Because we don't want to be spamming people from the uploads. So Steve, we need to talk about that. But anyway, hey, Lisa Gerard, tell us what's going on. I hear you killed it.
Hey, thanks, Roy. We were privileged to be on Sunday night. You know, I've been in, Brad recruited me. I was 22 years old when I joined Primerica. So we've been able to not have a job, not work at that. I think Sales Team Pro has been a missing link in our business, to be honest, from the client service standpoint. We really didn't grow up going, hey, this is an area that we need to do, although it is. And so it's really a key part in our business. My husband's really doing a lot of that. We've both been full-time in the business for many years. I started when I was 22. And so we love the ability, what you've done. The fact this is one of the best trainings that there is. Every Tuesday we're on, we tell our teams, don't miss it because of the value that comes out of here. You can't get this coaching, this training anywhere else. And so our goal really is to compound it, to explode it, to get all our new prospects and everything into there and to use the system. It just becomes easier for all of us when we use a system like this.
Give us two or three things you do as far as getting your business going using Sales Team Pro.
You know, my husband's really working on that. We were on it. We kind of got off then when Brad went, because we thought it was going to the company. And so Brad said, he started talking, we were on your webinars the whole time. And I said to Brad, we were talking to him. And so immediately we got back on. So we're just really going back into the work. And one of the things that our focus really is, we see that there's so many assets in our client base that maybe we haven't gotten yet. You know, it's crazy that sometimes a client says, hey, oh, I didn't know that you do tax-free savings account. We're like, what? How did you not know that? Like, we've said it, but they just didn't hear it in that moment. And so it's really to expand. We want all the assets. I love the stories that you give. Hey, I picked up 900,000. It just came our way. And so we want to really become more from the attraction side of that things, you know, where the money just comes. And to be able to do that, where we access everything. And so I think it's not just that side of things. It's all the extra things as Primerica brings them to the table as well that are available for us when we have this system in place so that, hey, you send out a new campaign and you're able to access the clients for whatever product comes our way. So that's really our focus right now is to simplify. I think it's to simplify that client standpoint. It becomes easier for us and it becomes so dependable for a client that you're the name foremost right on their mind, you know?
And one of the things we're working on this and we're going to figure out on the acuity to where people, you know, you book them in advance. You know, I got a dentist appointment in the morning. Okay. They book me the next appointment every time I show up.
And right. So
that's next in line with what's happening. Okay. Hey, thank you. It's not nice to see you. Amanda. Hello. Where's Amanda? I saw Amanda up here. We got some new people we're bringing up. Where's Amanda? I saw her. Okay.
Hi, Roy. There. Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing there?
I'm just on my iPad while I'm typing.
Oh, you're good. You're good. So tell us about yourself.
Good. I'm an RVP here in Whitecourt, Alberta. So we are at minus 12 this morning Celsius. So it's a little chilly. No golf here. But I've been in the business RVP for the last 4 years, have two small kids, 9 and 6, and really jumped on Sales Team Pro here in the last 3 months, but I've been using it a lot with prospecting. So as I prospect online, everyone goes into my database now, and it's amazing because I can track and follow up with people that would have just got lost on an Excel spreadsheet or things like that. And you know, right now I'm able to add 5 to 10 emails a day to my database, right? And then just put them into a campaign and have that just passively follow up, so that, you know, building up that pipeline of recruits and things like that. So I'm really excited to have this.
Where are you prospecting to get your 5 to 10 names?
I prospect on Facebook and I prospect on LinkedIn.
Okay, so there you go. So guys, did you hear that? You know, it's funny when you said you had two kids. When I had my triplets, all right, now they're 23 now, but when they're like 5 or 6 years old, we would go somewhere and they would have, I'd look over and there'd be two little a family over there, and they would have like little kids. And I would send Harrison over and I said, Harry, walk over there and ask them if they have a plan to send their children to college. And so I would send my 6-year-old and they would look, they'd look like, what the heck is going on? And I'd walk over and meet them. And, you know, I think about now, what would happen? Hey, I'm Roy. Hey, let me enter. I'll send you something or something like that.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about your little kids. I used to do, I'd send them over. And then also we would go to this, after our training on Tuesday nights, I found Shoney's had Kids Eat Free. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'd be sitting there and I would say, I'd tell one of the reps, go over and talk to him. And we went prospecting every night. But anyway, keep going. I'm sorry. That was kind of.
Yeah, no, I should teach my son that a little bit more tact. He just goes up to people and says, hey, does my mom have your money yet? So, because he knows I do. He's 6. So he just kind of demands it right now. So that works too. But yeah, we've been using it for LinkedIn, the landing pages as resources, whether that's the budgeting worksheet or the How Many Works for Kids. And really those have just been a passive way to collect emails as well. So, you know, right now, even with the landing page link that I send out, I mean, it's 2 to 3 emails, you know, on a daily basis that I'm getting that I would have never gotten before. So I'm excited to continue to learn and learn how to optimize that in the future for sure.
Very good. Well, thank you. I appreciate you getting on here and helping us with the training. Here's the thing, guys. Isn't it exciting? Okay, we got all these people that are out there that I've never met her. Okay. I mean, and I never met Paulo. I mean, and now we got another Matt. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Matt. Boy.
Man, all right. Man. Tell us, what are you doing there, brother?
You know, I got a little different twist to the STP. I would pay for it, Roy, just to get the mindset of you and the great leaders that are on here. But it has been a phenomenal way to track the business. I've been here 26 years, and I've probably lost more people than more contacts than I have in my database at this point. So I'm excited about that going forward. But I look at it as such a great tool for me, as my daughter is now taken over as our branch manager and looking at, you know, the next generation. And so being able to add all of these contacts into STP plus their children, I think, you know, as I, you know, maybe as I get older and move away from it, it's simpler for her to be in touch with those people. We've included both my name and hers on communication to the client, so they start to get introduced to her. You know, the wall of wealth is upon us, and as that starts to transition, I think STP is going to make it very simple for her to gather the assets as the parents pass it on to the children. So I appreciate it, man. I love what you guys are doing.
Well, you know what you just said on the wall of wealth, you know what I'm noticing is, you know, we're doing rollovers now, and the rollovers were way bigger. I mean, that's just it. I mean, they're just way bigger. And so that's the cool part about it. Hey, Tommy Lee. Hey, thank you, Matt. I want to hear more from you. We'll be calling on you. Thanks for your help. And Tommy, tell us about that Acuity Link and your new recruit.
Oh, yeah, Roy. We are so excited about this. The uploading on the Apple. Thanks, Steve, for that. And I know he's been pounding the pavement for that. So we got this new guy, Andrew, and just said, you know, we're just going to upload contacts. We're going to work with him. And he uploaded, he had an Android, and he actually uploaded 81 contacts immediately, like first day. And then we went into the contacts with him and said, I showed him how to qualify it. I said, let me just show you. And I'm on the three-way on the Zoom. and said, I want you to qualify every one of these contacts in here. And then we're going to go through these and we're just going to start calling three-way calls. I never really did it this way, where I had the sales team pro up on the computer. And then I had my phone there and said, I'm going to just go through. So he qualified all 81 contacts within 24 hours. And then I got on the call with him and I said, let me just show you. And I showed him the Acuity Link. I showed him how to use that. And okay,
let's talk about the Acuity Link. Go ahead and tell him when you say you showed him how to use it.
So, yeah. So I just showed him how to use it. I texted it to him. I said, open this up. We're doing like a demo with him. Said, I want you to click on that, set an appointment, pick this, and then, you know, just hit send and then it'll send you an email. And I'm just coaching him, just showing him how it works. So he knew how to use it right away.
But he was using your link.
He's using my link. Yeah, my Acuity link.
So you hear what he's doing. He's using Tommy's link so he can book appointments to get trained on Tommy's calendar. Are y'all understanding that? Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to show what we're doing here, Roy, because I'm telling you, this just opened up like something unbelievable. Because we start going through it, and we're doing it three ways, and I'm booking appointment after appointment. We've done almost 15 appointments so far. We're going to do 30 in his first 30 days. He's going to get a $3,000 bonus. He's going to get promoted way past district leader. And now what's happening is every day my calendar is just booking up where he's just – and now we're teaching his downline. We started recruiting under him, and now it's like – I see my calendar. I had one this morning, yesterday morning. I didn't even know it was on there. I was like, oh my God, I got to get him on there. And we're just booking out, man. And it's like, it's really exciting. I really believe that, you know, we're now going to be able to teach people how to do 10,000 a month of personal premium by training other people. But this is a game changer for me because we're very skilled at, you know, all the things that we know how to do, but if we're not doing them, not teaching other people how to do them, we're not duplicating ourselves. So the next step is to explode the growth through duplication and building $10,000 legs and finding people that really want to work. And with credibility, he's got a lot of credibility, but this is the easiest way to train somebody that I've ever seen. And, you know, how many people do you get on 15 appointments in the first couple of weeks?
Well, not too many. And here's the other thing, what you're doing. I mean, back in the days when I was building, I told recruits, I said, just book it. You know, Monday night, just book all you want to book. I'd tell five of them to book everything. All right. And then what I would do about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd start calling and say, hey, where are we at? What do we got? Da, 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 da. And then, you know, some nights I'd have 15 or 20 appointments booked. And then that's the way I would help my full-timers. I said, look, go with Josh, go with Tommy, go with Chuck, you know, whatever. And they would go do that. And then I we'd be qualified, you know, say, hey, call these people and say, hey, we're running about, we had an appointment canceled. We'd be there 30 minutes earlier. Is that going to work? Okay. Hey, we're running a few minutes behind. We're going to be 15 minutes late. We never ask, is the appointment still on? And then what was happening is I'd be running. And then at the end of the day, I'd say, hey, Tommy, dude, you're licensed. Okay. It's time to jump in there on your own. You got to go by yourself. I'm booked. Okay. And that's how I got them going that way. So, man, I'm telling you, I can imagine. Okay. Somebody wants to field train. You teach with this Acuity Link, upload their list, do what he's talking about. And the fact it's Zoom. So you're not on the road going to people's house. You ought to be able to do 10 appointments a day. I mean, I know I have days like that where I'm doing all that stuff. So anyway, great job. Hey, buddy. Thank you. Chuck. Hey, bud. What's up, man? Chuck.
Let's see. All righty. All right. Great.
Give me something quick, man. We got about 12 minutes. We're going to bring up some more people.
Yes. One of the things Sales Team Pro has done, and somebody mentioned, I forget who, but you can find extra assets. I was working with this lady. I picked her up last year and she gave me the impression she had a little bit of money in the bank and I did an IRA rollover. And so I met with her later on last year and to pick up the money that was in the bank and come to find out she had $200,000 sitting in the bank. I talked to her literally last month. She said, I got this call from my Ameriprise advisor. and my annuity is only paying 0.5. What should I do? Said, you need to let me see it. Now, here's the interesting part. This advisor met her and didn't give her nothing except for, you know, the state qualified stuff. He didn't give her a prospectus or anything. So, of course, now I know where all of her assets are. She has two other annuities that we're going to get. But my point is, Sales Team Pro has made a difference where you can go in and move a person from a customer to a client. And that's what I love about this.
Hey, and think about this, Chuck. You know, guys, you know, we get paid. Let me give you a perfect example. Let's say that a year ago, you bumped into somebody 1 year ago and they gave you 200 grand. Okay. Any way you look at it. Okay. They're up 25% since then. I mean, the market's up. It's rock. So now you go out there and you do that and you make, I don't know, what are you going to make on 200? You're going to make about 5 or 6,000. They're going to make 40. Okay. All right. Compared to being in the bank. I mean, so you got to be out there. You got to realize what we're doing. You know, I always tell people, so, well, once we get through the first year, you get to keep 99.4% of the gains, and we're going to manage it for 0.6%. Okay. How about that? Does that seem pretty fair? I mean, think about that. Where do you run a margin like that? You get to keep 99.4, 99.2%. Okay. Of the gains. We operate on 0.8. That includes the fund. Okay. Think through that, guys. So who's getting, what does that also say? Who's winning on this deal? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who's winning? Okay. The customer is winning. That's who's winning. Hey, Josh, what's up, buddy? I heard you killed it last night. I get all of the feedback from Kristen, who is the most trained human being on the planet Earth. Okay. And she's out there doing some stuff too. So what about Josh?
Kristen has got to be the most efficient person I've ever known in my life. I mean, I like to think that I'm fairly organized, but she is like on it all the time.
Yeah, we got training book way out in advance. And I mean, it's always good ideas. And by the way, guys, so you know, I don't, other than the kickoffs, it's her ideas on what we're going to do, and she goes and does it. How about that? Gets it together. So anyway.
Yeah, I think, two big things. The app is huge. I think that everybody who's like watching today, I mean, just you need to reach out to your teams, because it's not enough to just in your Telegram, your GroupMe or something, just text out like, hey, everybody, there's an app now. Like, that's not going to get it done. You're going to have to call these people. Do you have the app? Look at the last time they logged into Sales Team Pro, you know, that kind of thing. Like, they haven't been in there in a month and a half, probably, you know, or something. And then find out, do you have an Android? Do you have an iPhone? Yeah, they have the Android. They never even did it. They have the iPhone. Get them to do it. What, you know, whatever it is, but get them to upload the context, like actively. That's what I'm working on this week, is like actively getting through my team and getting them to put more context in. Cause when the Android app did it, we had a guy put in 1300 names. I mean, it's insane. I mean, you think about putting in if somebody would have wrote a 1300 name list by paper, it would never happen in a million years, cause it's just way too much work. But for them to upload that much, it was like, no big deal. I don't know if he sat down and watched some Game of Thrones and blasted them in, but he got them in. It's like 1300 names got on a list. You know, it's unreal. So we should be thinking, I think, as everybody watching, like, I think there's so much great stuff. Roy and the team, they're working on optimizing and the optimization, but we really only need one focus, and it's how to get a huge ass list into Sales Team Pro. Because it's kind of like they're doing that stuff. We don't need to worry about that too much. We need to worry about how to get five figures, six figures in names. And then the law of large numbers can work for us. The law of large numbers aren't going to work on 900 names. It's going to work on 50,000.
Right. So I've got 9,900 in my, and I mean that you're right. And I like your thinking, you know, let's get five figures, six figures. Guys, you can do that. Realize that you override your guys. Okay. So why wouldn't you go get 100,000 names in your base shop? Okay. Working. I mean, that'd be the way you got to be thinking about that. Hey guys, real quick, I'm going to do a quick screen share. I want to just show you the, so we're good to go on. So you kind of see what's happening, and then we'll call, maybe let, you know, one more finish up here. But
hey, Roy, this is Steve. I need like 2 minutes before.
Yeah, Steve. Well, how about you do it right now? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, quit sharing and I'll show this. Now I saw your screenshot with the assets thing. Did you get to look at the? Did you put any numbers in?
Do it, man. I can't keep up with you.
Well, this is just a little bit of eye candy. So the value of the assets held, let's say you have $100,000 in Primerica money.
Uh-huh.
And let's say you have $250,000 that's available and you put it in. Now you can see what you have and what you don't have.
How about that? Stevie boy,
you didn't get that far.
I didn't get that far.
Ah, so okay. So on the uploads, there's not a problem because there's no birthdays being brought in with the uploads. Just email addresses. So if they have the settings set to added to the holiday campaigns, then that's all they'll get added to.
Okay.
And the last thing, the audio notes. If you have an Android phone and you use the audio notes, you got a leg up over Apple. Apple's kind of a pain, but if you have an Android and you add a new audio note, you can click on the add thing and you click on the select files button and your Android phone will let you, it gives you the option to open up your voice recorder right there. So you go to add, so you pull up a contact and you go to add a voice note and pick up your voice recorder.
Oh, that real quick. Just
I can't do it on my, I'm not on the meeting on my phone.
Okay.
Okay. So let me, I'll just go here. So if you, come on. If you go to add a new one, if you're on your phone and you click this button, instead of a file picker, you'll see several different applications that you can use. And if you choose a voice recorder, it will open up your voice recorder. And you can put your note in, you click done, and it uploads it right to your contact.
Yeah, right there. So very good.
So that's all I've got.
All right, very good. Unbelievable. Great job, guys. All right, hey Steve, stop your screen there, brother. Thanks. Okay.
Hey, Roy.
Yes.
And can I just interject about the iPhone?
Yes.
You can upload your voice recorder files from your iPhone. You just have to go into your voice recorder and click the little three dots on the voice memo that you want to save and save that to your files. You can either save it to your iCloud files or the files on your phone. And then you can select it in when you're going to upload it to Sales Team.
Yeah, and I did, guys, I did work on some of those. And I think that this is one of them. Let's see if I did it. No, that's not one. Anyway, I have done some of them. But what happens is when you go into your contact, hold on, if you go open a contact, what you're going to do is just go right here to these notes. And then you're going to go in, it says add new file, select a file, and you can go in and pull it and do it. And so in the case of me, I would go to I'm sure I got an audio file in here somewhere.
And I'll put together a video on this on the actual phone so people can see exactly how it works.
Yeah, so you'll be able to do it anyway. But the point being is, you know, mine go to downloads usually is where they end up. And then I just bring it and I bring it right up. So you got that. So anyway, hey guys, I'm just telling you right now, and Steve's getting ready to put a sort together that's gonna make it happen. Mike Armendariz, is she still there? Is Mikey there? Armo, is he not there? No, I may have lost him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. Can you see?
Hey, buddy, close us out. We got 2 minutes. We got your new golf hat on, and probably I'm amazed you're not on the golf course. Close this thing out today.
Hey, you know what? I'm smart enough to know when to shut up and listen. I mean, the guys that are really out there using it. I mean, everybody that's if you predicted this, people just need to buy in and go to work. That's really it. I got nothing wise other than those fundamentals of working hard, still kicking butt, finding the right motivated people. Like you said, though, too, Roy, it's like plugging them in and give them some accountability, though, because there's still some coaching, you know, involved. Absolutely. But, man, all I know is, man, get crazy. Keep doing it personally. Get great at duplicating, more importantly, then you get to be free.
All right, I'm going to get one more.
And that's a real gift to the others.
I'm going to get one more excited person to finish it. Now, Diana, Carrie, I want you to close it.
How you going?
I'm with Mike. Guys, my head is about to like explode. It's getting big because I'm not conceited. It's getting big because I'm excited. Roy, you man, I just got to come to Tennessee. I don't golf. I guess I better start golfing just to meet you face to face. But what you and your team have done here, if you've taken people like me who is just, I feel like a small RVP, six-figure earner, but small compared to the giants that I get to listen to every day, but you've given me a new life in this business. And I'm gonna try not to get like Mike and get emotional, but you feel so lost when you're small. You feel like people that the company has just forgotten about you. You feel like your peers don't count you in anymore. And what you did for us, you said, put on the jersey. I don't know your name. I don't know your face, but I believe in you. And that's what you did, Roy. And I don't know if anybody has ever told you that, but that is what you mean to me. And I am so excited, and my team is so excited that you believe in this small little RVP, this little thick-waisted, loud-talking African-American woman who knows that God has put a giant in her, and you see that, and you just said, all I'm going to tell you is take everything that I know, and I'm going to pour it into you, and what you allow me to do, I'm going to do. So I'm on the receiving end, my brother, and I'm letting you in, and I'm listening. So thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much. Can't get no better than that. Hey, guys, we got the kickoff meeting a week from Saturday. So put that in your notes for, I think it's the 10th is the date. Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I love doing this kind of stuff. I always get great, great things like that. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Hey, guys, y'all get on Dean's call. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. See you later.